morning. It is morning. It's Sunday morning. And now I can't remember what time it is or even what the day is. It's Sunday. It's Sunday. What is it? Sunday. 10:19. Sunday, June 7th, 2015. The official temperature is about 65. It feels a lot warmer in the sun. It's quite pleasant in the shade. And I've been cruising along here this morning, hacking a couple of portals along the way. We're trying to. It's a little difficult in the bright sun. That's one of the things I've noticed. So it's one more reason for me to get out early in the morning. I got up at 5:30. I almost came out then. I'm feeling like I wish I had now, but you know what? Didn't happen. I'm here now. I'm walking. I'm talking. The recorder is running. I think it's running. It says it's running. Yes. All right. My tummy is saying he hasn't had breakfast yet this morning, and he's right, he hasn't. I've had a cup of coffee. I did tell you the time, 10:21 right now. So it's late morning, it's brunch time, and I'm gonna go home and make some brunch. Ham and cheese omelet maybe. So yesterday was sort of a decompression day after the trial by plumber. The sump pump has come on every, at least about once a minute, and pumped a gallon or so out of the bottom of the sump. I haven't dared go look in the backyard. I did put the extension hoses on it, so it's not all in one place right beside the house. But still a bit of a mess. And in spite of the fact that I've sort of been off again, on again, I think my legs are getting back into shape. I haven't had much problem with them today. My hips are a little sore, but that may be just because my belt's too tight. taking advantage of the shade here. I'm an hour and a half earlier than yesterday, but so there's a little more shade. Actually, there's a lot more shade. There won't be, I suspect, once I start the eastern turn, so take advantage of it while I can. Cool down a little bit. The ingress isn't progressing very fast. I moved up from like 139 to 147, 148 maybe, 1,000 points. And the 10 points that I get for recharging a resonator don't add up very fast. And the hacking actually does pay pretty well. If I glyph hack and manage to make it, then that's almost 200 points a hack. So 5 or 6 hacks and I get 1,000 points. If I can hack a hostile portal, that's even better. But there aren't many of those around in my walking area here. I keep hoping somebody's going to break down these portals that I set in the playground in Greeley Park, but so far, being ignored would be wonderfully ironic if they were the ones that I managed to keep for 120 days. I'm still peeved about the hack in the middle of the night, in the middle of a blizzard, in sub-zero weather. It's like, really? Seriously? 2 in the morning you got out and walked back there? In the snow? I haven't looked to see the status of it lately. Okay, last bit of shade before I head east here. So I still played Agrarian Skies in Minecraft. It's a mod pack that you get through the Curse server. It is a curse. When we first started playing Agrarian Skies, when it first came out, Agrarian Skies, the first one, this is Agrarian Skies 2. It was interesting, it was challenging, and I had no idea what the hell was going on, but it was fun. And they come with quests, with missions. And so you have to, if you do the quest, you get rewards, you get stuff, which is kind of cool. So we ran through it just as fast as we could go, because there were a lot of quests, which meant a lot of stuff. But yeah, it was pretty ugly looking when I was done. So I'm actually not hurrying this time. There's a lot of quest lines I haven't even started. Monk Post and Lawnmower. I'm gonna keep going here. That's what I should be doing, is mowing the back. If I can splash through the backyard pools. Okay, so I'm taking my time, and since what I was doing in Minecraft before was building, I'm making buildings. It's interesting to see how people build, and what people build, and how they build. And I've always had a very minimalist approach to building, because every block you lay down has to be a block you got from somewhere. Now, in agrarian skies, that's not necessarily true. It is true, it's a block you got from somewhere, but there are machines that give you blocks. So, for example, I can get cobblestone out of a machine, and it stuffs cobble out faster than I can use it. And I've got a tree farm that gives me oak faster than I can use it. And saplings, which is good, because I need dirt in order to grow things. And I started with, in this one, I started with nine pieces of dirt. I think it was 9 pieces of dirt. Eight pieces of dirt and a couple of saplings, and now I have almost, I don't know, maybe a couple thousand pieces of dirt, and thousands and thousands and thousands of saplings. So yeah, I've got a garden going where it grows my food for me automatically and prepares it so that when I need food, all I have to do is go over and pretty much grab it. And food is very much different than in vanilla Minecraft. It's very difficult to stay fed. It's very difficult to stay healthy. If you actually run out of food, you will starve to death. You will do that in vanilla Minecraft as well, but it takes a lot to starve to death in vanilla Minecraft. You can eat so much, and most of it is relatively valuable in terms of what it does for your health and stamina. The hunger mod in this particular pack is insidious. Because even if you stand still, in vanilla Minecraft, if you stand still and you don't do anything, you won't, generally speaking, get hungry. Which is why vanilla fishing is pretty cool, because you can stand there and fish. Most of what you do is standing. So there's not a lot of hunger accrued. In this mod pack, that's not the case. It's quite difficult. So I found the best food source they have. There's only one wholesome feast. Feasts are the better foods. They come in categories. Wholesome is the highest category. Nourishing is the next. There are several nourishing feasts and several more just plain feasts. But the wholesome feast is a supreme pizza. And it's the most complex thing to make in terms of food. And so it also has the highest value. Jaded Cat has done a very good job in terms of balancing that out. It's, in a lot of ways, much better balanced than EVE Online, because the reward versus cost, reward versus risk, is much better. If you do more, you get more. Unlike EVE Online, where if you do more, you don't necessarily get any more. You might actually get a little less. You might get a lot less. And there's always somebody there who's willing to make sure that you don't get anything. So, yeah, the risk-reward is very well balanced. I like it a lot. I find it very soothing, even more soothing than mining in EVE Online, which is fairly rewarding and not terribly risky. So I enjoy that quite a lot. So I guess it doesn't help that I'm out here in black jeans and a dark blue shirt. I made this turn north and walk along the park. There's a couple of grackles in the bush here. Yesterday's picture at noon really showed off the lushness of the grasses. It's not just one kind of grass here, and that's the thing that always, you know, you look at it, it's like, oh, it's grass, but it's not all grass. There are, scattered here and there, there are other things. There are grasses, there's some that yellow weed, there's some really tall dandelions. I suspect there's a thistle or two out there somewhere. Ragweed, that's what it is. There's a couple of dandelions gone to seed right there. So it's kind of a rich texture. It's really interesting. It's quite pretty. It was quite pretty this morning in the fog. The air was quite cool compared to the warm ground, and so we had a little morning ground fog. I should have. Well, maybe tomorrow I'll get my act together and get out at 7. Assuming I don't sleep in. The sump pump, while it gives a certain amount of security in terms of the amount of water it's pumping out of the basement, it also provides a certain amount of noise. So it doesn't actually make very much noise when it's humming. When it turns on, you hear a little click and then a hum. But when it shuts off, there's a bit of a water hammer in the exhaust pipe that goes bunk. So it'll take us a while to get used to that. Oh, whew, stepped into the shade. Holy cow, what a difference. It'll take us a while to get used to that, I think. There's the neighbor out mowing his lawn. Does this about 5 times a week. Not that much, but it seems like it. I guess we got neighbors pretty much on almost all of our sides here, so seems like one of them is always mowing his lawn. And that irks my wife, because I'm supposed to feel guilty, because I'm not. And you know what? I don't. But I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.